Hello, this is Henry Frederick, and this is my podcast, I guess. My dad, grandpa, and I all got in the car on a hot summer day. We pulled out of the driveway and were on our way to Riverfront Stadium, a ballpark in Waterloo, Iowa. We got to the park, and the parking lot was already packed with all kinds of cars. We decided to park further away from the park to avoid the risk of a foul ball flying out of the park and crashing into our car. As we approached the entrance, we could already hear the pregame announcements and advertisements echoing off the woods and houses surrounding the park. We waited in line as the hot sun beamed down on us. Beads of sweat began to form on our foreheads and slowly dripped. We finally got to the ticket booth and handed in our tickets. We then continued to walk into the park. We all got a hot dog and a fountain drink. We then decided that we wanted to sit on the first baseline. And because our tickets didn't specify where our seats were, we could. As we approached the seating area, the pitchers were warming up, and the sound of the ball hitting the new soft leather glove provided a calming sense of familiarity. We sat down and the game started a couple of minutes after. The first pitch was thrown and the batter hit a single down the first baseline. The umpire called it in, and the game had begun. As the game continued, the sun started to set. The sky filled with red, orange, and yellow. As the colors began to fade, seeing the ball became harder. But hearing the sounds of the evening critters became easier and apparent. As the game continued, the sound of cicadas and crickets was a calming reminder of the peace and tranquility around us. As the seventh inning approached, the Waterloo Bucks were down 7-4. The bases were loaded, and there were two outs. The next batter, a lefty, came up to the plate. Everyone was on edge. The first pitch comes flying down. It's a curve ball. He misses. The second pitch comes down, a changeup. Again, he misses, strike two. But then the third pitch came. A fastball right down the middle of the strike zone. Almost as if the batter had known it was coming, he was already prepared to swing. He then hits the ball at the perfect angle and speed. It flies up and up, and people begin to rise out of their seats. And then it happened. The ball went over the fence. It was a grand slam. Everyone is cheering together. People who have never met in their lives are happy because of the same reason. After the play, people around us began to talk to others about what happened. It was almost as if hitting a leather-covered rock with a stick brought everyone around us, no matter where they were from, together. And throughout the rest of the game, people enjoyed not only the game, but the company of others around them. We got to know each other. When the Bucks struggled, we struggled. And when they succeeded, we succeeded. We were all one team. And after it had ended, people who were once strangers had become friends. Baseball truly is America's pastime.